How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen. Now, this week we've got a bit of a treat for you. We have got our live show. So that's what you're about to listen to. The first half of the live show that we did with Chris Sweeney from Homo Sapiens. It was called Like-Minded Homos. We did it last week at 21 Soho in London and it was an awful lot of fun. I think that we can all assume there'll be more live like-minded friends coming soon, hopefully. Also, very quickly, I said that I'd say hello to Trish. Hello, Trish. Trish travelled all the way from Ireland to come and see us with her lovely son. So, hello to you. I hope you really enjoy this very special live episode. We had so much fun recording it. And to hear the second half of the podcast, just listen to the Homo Sapiens feed tomorrow. Was that clear? I hope that was clear. I'll say it again so I'm really clear. The first half of Like-Minded Homos Live is here now. You're listening to it tomorrow, which is Thursday the 7th. The second half of Like-Minded Homos Live will be released on the Homo Sapiens feed. That's how you can hear both halves of our live show. Really, really hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back next week. Bye.
Already, this is too camp, even for me.
Far too much.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. Welcome to our gay GM.
We've got a lot to get through.
And we've got a bell. We've got an agenda. Basically, we wanted tonight to be a celebration of, well, the fact that we both, Chris does the wonderful Homo Sapiens. We do like-minded friends. We realise there might be some synergy.
Oh, nice choice of words.
On occasion.
And yeah. We thought, what better way to bring everyone together and to meet some of our wonderful audience and have a lovely time. So thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you so much for coming.
Right, should we have a sip of our drink now?
Yeah. I should also say, we sort of had to frame it in a way that gave it some structure because if you listen to either of our podcasts...
No, I think Chris's. Chris has got structure.
Excuse me.
Medium, but like...
We have hour-long meetings about our structure. What are you talking about?
Do you have a meeting?
Of course not. You've been on.
I've heard you've done interviews with people you don't even know who they are.
Yes.
We know each other and it's lovely.
So we've got a structure.
The structure is so good.
This is very new to us, structure, isn't it?
I don't know. We're trying. We're doing our best.
Right. I think it's going... Well, so far?
Yeah. I'm not sure. the jury's out.
We've also got an ambition to suss out something, which is, because we talk about it a lot,
What is gay culture? So we're hoping to find that out by the end of the night.
That's why you've all been brought here this evening.
We should probably find out before we begin. Give me a cheer if you've listened to either Like-Minded Friends or Homo Sapiens. Okay, give me a cheer if you haven't. Yeah,
Hi, Mum.
Is going to be very confusing for you, but you're very, very welcome. Okay, very welcome. But
Suze, they're called allies.
Allies. Ally McBeal. Great, got it.
So, we've got some ground rules as well, haven't we, Suze?
Yes, should we get to
next slide, please.
Okay, order of events. Have we done that?
Sort of. What do you think? Do you want to cover anything else on that?
Let me check notes. Yes.
We've done that, yeah. We've given a rough gist so everybody feels comfortable that this isn't just a total ramshackle waste of everybody's time.
I think that's hard.
That is a big promise.
Apologies for absence.
Who's not here?
People that couldn't make the gay GM. Elton John.
Elton couldn't come.
Jodie Foster also not available.
Yeah. Didn't know she was gay.
Incredible.
Billy Porter was a maybe. Billy?
No, still no. Andrew Scott couldn't come.
Andrew Scott couldn't come. Too busy crying.
Too busy. Takes up a lot of time. You know.
I should know. I remember when I had feelings. So Claire Balding.
She couldn't make it.
Couldn't make it.
Send apologies.
She got her shoulder pads caught in a fire exit. What a shame. Real sadness. We were hoping she'd make it.
Did we get an answer from Sandy Toksvig?
No, she's ignored you again.
She was keen, and then she found out you were involved, and then she was speed dial to the police.
This is the thing about restraining orders. There's a lot of red tape, right?
Brexit means Brexit. And then Martina Navratilova, did you speak to her in the end?
Yes, I did get hold of her. I got through to her. I said, are you coming? She said, I can't make it. Restringing a racket, she said. Which is the tennis version of sort of washing your hair, I think.
I bet it is for her. Well, that's a shame none of those gays could come.
No, it's just us.
It's just us.
Couldn't get a guest for love nor money.
No, we did. We see, Chris, you're used to having guests on your podcast.
Yes, yeah. I am.
We did have
We won't allow it.
We had about four, and then we thought, you know what would be better? Is if we just didn't interrupt
Did you have four guests?
No, I think we have one.
We had your friend who's the DJ.
Yeah, my friend
Joe. We talked about David Bowie.
Yeah, because the week David Bowie died, me and Tom realised we didn't know enough about David Bowie, but we still wanted to put out an episode, so we found a gay that knew a lot about David Bowie.
Really? No. Yeah. What's that?
My friend Joe Peace. She's a DJ.
She's a dirge.
Okay, fine. And then that went so well that you said,
it was actually
a
really good episode, but then we thought, no.
Okay.
We thought, no, that sounds like a lot of work to send that email and book them and research them.
Well, there is that.
There is that, isn't there?
Well, you've often got to read a book.
Oh, no.
When you came on, Tom.
Oh, yes, you talked about my book on your show.
Yes.
Why are you doing that with your heart, Chris? It's like you're doing. It's like you're doing Dirty Dancing by yourself.
The queer culture answer is Dirty Dancing. Wolf of Wall Street is the straight answer.
Yeah. Either or. Are you okay? Are you having heart palpitations?
I'll let you know if I...
Oh, my God, that would be such gay culture as well.
He died!
Dying on stage.
On stage here tonight. Oh, my God, it would be so gay. People would be like, cheer. They'd be so delighted that something so gay had happened.
Yeah.
We'd all have heart attacks and die. It would be incredible. Suze, do you want to go through the ground rules so everybody knows where
this is? Oh, yes, I've made some ground rules.
We should probably ring the bell as well. Thank you.
Yeah. Because this is a committee and it is important.
Yes.
Right, the ground rules. No heavy petting. No running, no diving, no snacking, no munching, no crunching. Brunching allowed, but only at the interval. And if you want to bring forward a motion, you can't. That's it.
Now we know where we stand.
Gay rights.
Gay rights.
Yeah,
that's
gay
wrong. Right. I tell you what's gay culture is that I've stolen your pen, Susie, and it's a handwriting pen called Beryl.
You did take it, and I'll have it back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm back with a Bic.
Mine's Joy. Joy.
Ink Joy.
Joy's quite, queer culture.
I feel like we have got more than us talking about pens.
People are like, oh, God, please bring on that heart attack. So we very officiously came round in our high vis.
Yes. We thought, let's get some high vis. It'll be really fun. And then we walked out and we all felt quite embarrassed by it.
Embarrassing.
It was really funny.
And some of you were embarrassed, which made it worse. Like a pre-show when you go and see Cats.
And people are like warming up, like we're in cabaret.
Oh, like cabaret when they did that. And I thought that was so embarrassing when they're like walking around with an oboe, going like,
and it's cocking their leg in the air.
Cocking their leg, they're going like doing a warm up, like, oh, I'm so sexy, aren't I? Wish you were here at the Kit Kat Club.
But you have a problem with wind instruments, don't you?
Well, I do actually.
Yes, maybe that's what it was.
You know, because I talked about it this week on the podcast.
You did.
The saxophone. For example, I find unbearably over-sexual.
Yeah.
I still don't understand where this came from.
Well, it was a childhood incident. I didn't want to talk about it, but I was... I don't know. I don't know why. I just find them just like... like the way people play them, throwing them around, like in a sort of sexual way, and you're just sat there watching it in Pizza Express.
Do you have the same feeling on
Dean Street?
Dean Street. It's the only place.
Dean Street Jazz, yeah. Jazz Cafe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's awful to go there. Have someone blowing a woodwind in you. In your Diavolo. Puts me right off my Fiorentina.
Yeah.
But we did get some lovely forms filled
yes,
in.
Yes, we did.
We did. Thank you so much to everyone who wrote them in. There's loads of good ones.
Can everyone hear
just
that?
Just a rubbish dump truck reversing outside. Really fabulous
silence,
night we're
please,
having already.
Silence.
I think that is gay culture, isn't
that
it?
That is gay culture.
That's gay culture.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, well, should we dive into these?
What? Let's dive. Let's do it.
So, what we're looking for is queer moment of the year, which we will be taking a vote on. So, we're going to dive into.
And we've got a prize, so.
Where is it?
It is worth it.
You might have a
do you want to start, Tom?
Okay, fine. Claire says, hello, straight ally here. Or straight ally here, it's actually what she's written.
Yes.
Straight ally here, totally relying on you to tell me this. Oh.
No, I had a chat with Claire, she didn't want us to read it out.
Yes.
So,
where's Claire? Claire now?
Where's Claire?
Why are you picking on Claire? What's
she's just on
you?
The top of my clipboard.
Just poor Claire.
Poor Claire. Did she really not want it read out?
No, she doesn't want it read out.
Oh, well, that's terrible.
Claire,
Claire
wherever you are, I
Claire, see. Straight alley. go on, you read one, Chris. Go on.
Okay, where are we at on our appetite for wholesome? Oh. I've got one that says wholesome and one that says wholesome.
I feel like it's too early to get wholesome
fine.
Yet.
Well, pop that at the back of the list.
I think a lot of people
should
would
we talk
need
about
to
Heartstopper instead?
Pardon? Oh, yeah.
Woo! Heartstopper. Lucy says, Heartstopper.
Where's Lucy?
Lucy, where are you?
Where are you, Lucy?
Lucy.
Oh, hi, Lucy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. You're giving me the look that you're really regretting writing that down. You're really giving me don't talk to me just vibes.
We're really nice, honestly.
Oh, Emma's coming with a mic. Yes, she is. Well done, Emma. That's producer Emma.
Producer Emma's here.
Woo woo.
Hi, Emma.
Thank you. We now need to talk to Lucy. She's just waiting.
Magically, she got the microphone and then we just totally ignored her.
You've got the microphone.
So
the girl is lovely. Tell us why Heartstopper was your queer moment of the year.
It was a new story for me. I hadn't read the comics or anything like that. So I just didn't really know what to expect watching it. But it was just so cute and wholesome and warming and autumnal. I remember really just finding it really cozy.
Around.
Exactly.
Very autumnal.
Very autumnal.
You know, nice to see a story that was like positive love, right?
Exactly, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Now, Tom, have you seen Heartstopper?
No. Yeah. I don't like sci-fi.
Saxophone, saxophones, none of it.
Yeah. No, to be honest, I don't
like anything.
It was
all the saxophones, wasn't it, in Heartstopper?
It was all the saxophones,
problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I haven't watched it. I don't know why. I should watch it, shouldn't I? It's good, isn't it? But
yeah,
I think I'm just quite...
You're dead inside.
Dead inside. Yeah, yeah that's it, you know. And it's wonderful, isn't it? Like, young people get to watch storylines about other queer people rather than what our age group perhaps had, which was Queer as Folk. You know, in an upstairs bedroom with the volume turned down.
As close to the TV as possible.
With one ear on the door, you know, like, turning the volume down, turned it into like some sort of horrific silent movie, really. You should have been underscored with a piano or something. Cards coming up.
Charlie Hunnam in a silent movie, basically. That's what it was.
I'm doing it. I'm really doing it.
I never watched it. I was too scared.
Too scared?
Yeah.
What? Why?
Sci-fi?
No, Thingamajig, Russell T. Queer as Folk. I never watched it.
Why? What were you scared of?
I was too scared that someone would come in.
Oh.
What, through the telly, like The Ring?
That long, greasy hair just coming in with it crackling.
Are you gay?
Yeah. No, if they were coming into the telly, I would have done it. Yeah. No, I just thought someone would come in and be like, what are you watching? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. We all were.
So, yeah, I never watched it.
It's remarkable, isn't it? Suze?
Did I watch Queer as Folk? Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't. But I did. But, you know, it was sort of, I knew it was sort of adjacent to me.
Do you mean the TV?
Yes, it was just adjacent. It was in the other room. No.
Who here watched Queer as Folk?
You had to learn how to do it.
I think still that's where I've been going wrong.
You still don't know because it was only adjacent to you.
Yeah, exactly. I don't really know how to do it if it's like sort of from the side like that.
Okay. Underneath some open brickwork. Open brickwork was all the rage, wasn't it, in Manchester for that? And you know, the thing about Manchester, I still think I'd like to live in Manchester.
In one of those lofts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if I lived in Manchester, I'd be dead. You'd have too much fun if you go there, and then
you'd end up in the canal.
Oh, at best, yeah.
So, just a reminder, this is an AGM.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are we voting Heartstopper into Culture Moments of the Year?
Oh.
Are we allowing it, is what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's allowed.
I think it's allowed.
I don't think Tom's thrilled about it, but I think it's got to be allowed.
Okay,
I've got one from Edward, and I really love this. His queer moment of the year is that BBC News lady sticking her middle finger up.
Oh, I love that.
Which I think is really good. Really, really strong. But they've given us three. Two, Padam being released. And three...
Is that what you were doing?
The like-minded homo AGM.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is it. This is the queerest moment.
Oh, very good. Do you remember that? That was great, wasn't it, that woman?
Oh, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, yeah. Love it.
And then she had to apologise, but she did it in a really sweet way, I thought.
Did she? I didn't see the apology.
She's like, oh, sorry if you saw that. I was just doing it for a bit of fun with the director.
Did she put it on, like, an Instagram thing? Like, I've been thinking, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm taking some time out from reading the news.
It's always text on black, isn't
it? Yeah, text on black.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
This is very pensive, very, you know, thoughtful.
Very learning. I like that. I'm going to say, I'm not even going to get you two to vote. I'm going to say, Edward, you're right. That is a queer moment of the year.
Thank you, Edward.
Okay. Thomas?
Watching Voguing for the Belgian entry at Eurovision, or just all of Eurovision in general. That's from Avi. That was a big queer moment, wasn't it? Maybe too much so that it went round the other way.
What, do you think things can get so queer they get homophobic?
Yeah. Hello.
Tom is putting people off. I put people off.
It was good, wasn't it, Eurovision? Do you know what I liked most about the Eurovision, though, was the scene changes. Or the, like, when the set people ran
That's
on
when the
chain.
Lesbians get to go on stage.
Yeah.
Move that, Sheila, move it, move it.
Headsets. They're like a headset,
headset
don't they?
Headset, yeah. Mm. Put it up, put it up. I sort of love that.
Yeah.
My people.
Okay. Chris, have you got one?
I do indeed. Grace, having an absolute ball at Mighty Hoopla. Lots of Mighty Hooplas, thank you, Grace.
Yes, lots of people love Mighty Hoopla.
That's a wild time, isn't it, Mighty Hoopla? Is it wild still?
I've never been.
Culture, I've
have
never
you been.
Not
been? So bad,
what
yeah.
have you been, Suze? Are you not?
Well, I don't know, I just
who's
haven't.
Who's been to Mighty Hoopla?
Okay. I feel like it might be too loud. I don't know when I'd have
it
a wee.
It is quite loud, actually. And, you know, you'll see Gina G at, like, 10 o'clock at night and everyone will be very excited, but it most of the time...
Will she do a little bit or will she do a little bit more?
She goes on and on. She goes on and on.
Couldn't help myself.
Vaughan, lovely name, Vaughan, like Vaughan Williams. Vaughan. Waiting for a flight in the Club World Lounge, brackets clang.
Glides clang. That's a huge clang. He travels first.
And as Vaughan has explained it for people who aren't familiar, the area, the Club World Lounge is the area BA reserved for the gays.
You better believe it.
Listening to like-minded friends, as Susie described Percival menswear as German lesbian wear for men. Whilst I was wearing a Percival coat and jumper.
Let me tell you, since I said that...
You were there, were you, with some peanuts and pretzels. Yeah, nice.
The gay kiss in the Pixar movie, although that might be over a year ago. Where's Julia? Oh, hello, Julia. Oh, where are you? I can't see you. Where are you?
I didn't know there was a gay kiss in a Pixar film.
I thought you were going to say I didn't know there was a Julia here tonight.
I thought there was a Julia in the room.
You're very across the guest list normally, so that's unusual.
Is it Julia Childs? Because that would... There would nothing would...
That would be so gay.
I love the gay kiss in the Pixar movie. Hello.
Yes, I act. Yes, I went to drama school. Don't go on about it.
Thank you.
Julia.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you Julia Childs?
Sadly, no.
I'm so sorry. What Pixar movie had the gay kiss?
Lightyear.
The Buzz Lightyear one?
Yes.
Oh, that's so good. Ooh. And the second one I really like, which is the Ariana DeBose rap. Was there...
Oh, my God.
So good.
So cap.
Did
so
you have a favourite line?
Did the thing.
Did the thing. It's got to be did the thing.
Angela Bassett.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right, Julia. Julia, what do you do?
I'm an insurance broker.
You're an insurance broker.
Wow. Could be useful.
We need to remember that.
That's useful. That could be useful for later. Useful. Okay, thank you.
Very useful.
Thank you, Julia. Charles.
Son said, I kissed a boy on BBC.
Is that something that he did, or is he talking about the show?
Son, are you there?
Oh, the show.
Oh, no, yeah, yeah, I know. I was only messing. It's okay.
She has seen some stuff.
I watched that.
I watched it too. Wasn't it great?
Did you watch it, Tom?
It's not for me.
Tom, should we just, apart from keeping up appearances, is there anything you do watch? Shall we pull the plaster off now?
Miss Mark Bake Off, I watch, you might say.
He doesn't watch
the
it.
He doesn't really watch it because he's getting paid.
And Kill the Midwife, I do
of
like
course,
to watch.
Of course, we love Kill the Midwife.
And Miss Marple, I will watch. Joan always. Hickson era only.
And so what's that, 70s?
80s.
80s. Where are you getting hold of that?
BritBox. I'm the only person who subscribes to that.
BritBox?
You subscribe to BritBox?
Are you an ambassador or something?
I wish. Oh, my God. No, I pay them.
Have you ever been on... Well, obviously, you've been on BritBox. Have you been on BritBox? Has anyone been on BritBox?
What do you mean, like, to look at it?
There's three things on there.
Yes.
There's nothing...
Keep your appearances, Miss Marple. Old episodes of Bake Off. What more do you want? No, it's not old episodes of Bake Off. No, it's not the Bake Off. No, it's things like the Inspector Wexford mysteries or something. And then Cadfile, things like that with Derek...
Cadfile.
Derek Jacobi.
That sounds like gay
Doris
culture.
Doris to his friends. Derek Jacobi. Doris.
Is he called Doris to his friends? How do you know that?
Well, I just know some of his friends.
He's changed.
Sophie says, my fabulous big sister coming out. Oh, congratulations.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
amazing. Tom, Susie, you guys out?
No.
No way.
This is an act. I've got a husband.
Yes.
I love cock.
Imagine if we...
love it. Nom, 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 nom. Can't get enough.
She loves it.
Make sure that bit stays in the live podcast, won't you?
Yeah. I think we've got our socials clip.
You're welcome.
Oh, imagine we were married. We like the Crankies. They were married.
That's a real insult to me.
I didn't say which one you were.
I think we'd be great if we were married.
Oh, yeah.
I think we'd have a really nice house.
So nice.
No one
so
would be able nice. To touch anything.
No one would be. It would be so frightening for guests.
Yeah, it'd be really horrible.
No, don't.
Oh, yes, you can sit there if you want. Why don't you just sit on the stairs?
Could you? Maybe we'll go out. Should we go out? Tony and Cares have been in touch. Cares stood on Pink Street in Lisbon with her girlfriend. Is it Danny? Yeah. Danny. Danny took full-time ownership of her dog, brackets Taro, after co-parenting with her ex for a year and a half. That is very gay culture.
Can I ask, is this a lesbian couple co-parenting a dog since they've broken up? That is the epitome of lesbian culture.
So lesbian.
People will think it's tennis. They'll think it's women's football. It is co-parenting a dog and having to stay friends with your ex because of it. That is, honestly, it's really lesbian culture.
It absolutely is. That's going in canon. I think we're calling that in canon. Is that what you say?
Oh, yeah.
Ali says, first time attending, not partaking in... a queer wedding. Ooh. Quite keen to point out you weren't partaking there. Is that homophobia?
That might be homophobia.
Because you've got to spot it, haven't you? You've got to call it out when it happens.
Yeah, you're right.
It's very easy to just let it slide because we apologise for being alive and then, you know, where do you get?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then pulling it back with our gay friends are pregnant, woo, doesn't feel real though, does it? Does it feel sincere?
Performative, if anything.
Yeah.
We don't like that.
Now, shh.
Too little, too late.
Yes. Can we just have ejected? Thank you. None of that.
Oh, Anna said her queer moment of the year was Tom came around with a box of question sheets in a chic high-vis jacket and totally bypassed us.
It was chic, though, wasn't it?
And they've also drawn the sad face emoticon and then the winky face emoticon, which I think... respect. But they were chic, those high-vis jackets, weren't they? Mine was a bit boxy on the shoulders.
I thought you looked nice.
The pair of you look great. And we had a little huddle downstairs and we went, I know we've done the high-vis thing, but you know when we go on stage, we like not wear it because maybe we just put the badges on.
We were embarrassed.
But now I wish I was wearing it.
Yeah, well, maybe
because it's sort of Berlin rave, isn't it?
Oh, very.
Which is also...
Gay culture.
But is it anymore? Is it too? Has it gone round the other way?
What, Berlin?
Well, straight people
homophobia?
Are doing it now. They are going to
straight
Berkheim.
Straight people go to Berkheim, don't they? So, I'm just saying, not to bring the mood down.
Do you two have any queer moments of your own that you'd like to offer forwards?
Mine was when Queen Camilla was being crowned and she went, oh, wait a minute, I want to get my hair straight.
Absolutely.
That was really queer culture for me.
Queer culture.
Barbara Streisand getting the Lifetime Achievement at the SAG Awards. I know my audience.
Saggies.
Babs.
The sheer thought of Yentl.
I think mine was all the gays giving Paul Mescal a free pass for acting gay in a film. Just no one said anything.
Is he not gay?
Because he's hot.
No. Is he gay?
I actually don't know. I think I've just been cancelled.
Oh no, imagine
you decide.
At a cancelling event like this, you were the one who ended up being cancelled.
I did invite him and he didn't send back an apologies for absence.
There's probably more chance that he is gay then if he didn't come.
No.
But they did give him a free pass, but...
Is it because he's so hot?
It's because he's so hot, right?
He's well fit.
I enjoyed a lot of women going, I don't know,
just
ask out.
Just me then, okay.
Jamie is very pleased because they got engaged.
Where's Jamie?
Engaged.
Hi.
Jamie, congratulations.
Yeah.
Where did your betrothal take place?
Just after seeing Wicked.
That is a lot, isn't
culture.
It? That's a lot.
I mean,
come on, Jamie, don't take the piss. So you saw Wicked, matinee or evening show? Matinee.
Very good.
Gay
very good.
Very gay
you
culture.
Want to be home for bedtime. Yeah. Don't stay up too late.
Maybe a spot of... you could get the pre-theatre menu, but not have to rush it. They won't get you for it. Pop along to Coach. You could have the three courses, have the dessert. Just think of... You got free desserts because you got engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good ploy. How often did you try that one? Still doing it, of course you are. And where did you go for dinner? Was it Cote Brasserie? Oh.
It was some sushi place.
Some sushi place?
Sounds romantic.
Was it Itsu?
Yo?
Yeah. No, nice.
Hello,
than that.
Japanese food?
More expensive than that.
More expensive than that.
All right.
Gay culture.
That's gay
Everyone's
culture.
Everyone's talking about it.
And did you get down on one knee, or did your partner get down on one knee? Was there any? Did you hide the ring in the sushi? Maybe in a California roll?
No, my partner did it. They did one knee, and they also performed a poem that they'd written.
Oh, adorable.
Okay, so I have to ask you a question. Did you know it was going to happen?
No, I was actually...
Seeing someone else? You're like, babe, we need to chat.
Well, this is awkward. No, I was so surprised that I was told that I laughed in their face. That's my reaction. Which,
oh, that's romantic. Really?
I was told off for that. Because yes, I really did not see it coming.
Sushi all over them, I suppose.
You see, when my husband proposed to me, I knew.
Oh, how did that happen?
Right, you're all married. I get it.
So when my husband proposed, I mean, love is love, right?
Is it?
Is it though? Is it?
Well, gay culture. I didn't know he was going to propose, and then I got really drunk one
night.
Where
were you?
I was on holiday in Greece.
Sure.
Well, they
and
invented.
Gay culture. And also legal now.
Yes, congrats, Greece. Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Hooray, Greece. I got really drunk and woke up with a hangover. And then he was behaving oddly and was like, we are going for a walk. And I was like, oh no.
That's, do you think, murder?
I was kind of hoping for it, you know. There's a lot of tequila. I was like, end it. Just take me. So, yeah, I had to like haul myself out of bed and go and pretend that I didn't know where we were going for this walk and blah, blah, blah. But it was lovely.
Oh.
But I did know, and it's hard to pretend you don't know, isn't it?
Did he get down on one knee? Because it's quite gravelly in a lot of Greece, isn't it?
He did get down on one knee. He did get down on one knee.
To it.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was lovely. I did say no, which was tricky. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
I really believe that.
Did you? Okay. Well, there's a life ahead of me as an actor then.
Yeah.
No, I said yes.
No, because I had.
I also should say that I had also instigated the whole thing.
How?
Go on.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I think we should get married.
I think you should propose to me when I'm hungover.
And I was like, who would propose? And he was like, well, I don't know. And I was like, maybe you would.
But, did you say that?
Yeah.
What was this? And then you were like, another tequila, please.
Yeah. Maybe it's on Saturday. Maybe it's at this rock. Maybe it's this. And then I just got blind drunk and forgot about it all.
It's romantic.
Yeah.
How did you get engaged?
Alice asked my mum for permission.
That's lovely.
Right.
Yeah, no, it is sweet. But then my mum told me when she was drunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she was like, oh, if you think you and Alice is going to stay together, maybe you should get a ring as well. And she put as well on, and I was like, great. And then Alice and I went out, and then she was behaving. We got home to our little flat, and she was behaving really strangely. In a way that said, like, either she's going to propose or she's going to tell me that she's leaving me.
Mm.
So it was really high drama. And we were meant to be going, we were going, clang, to Soho House the next day. So she was planning.
Oh,
gay culture.
God, gay culture. The farmhouse one by your house. And we were meant to be going there the next day.
Oh, straight culture, actually.
That's quite pop on a gilet and some sunglasses.
Yeah, all that shit. We were going there the next day, and Alice was planning on doing it there, but then she got so nervous that she couldn't wait. And so she just went, I really love you. I think we should just get married. And it was really sweet. It was really lovely. But then because Mum had told me, I also went and bought a ring. So when Alice gave me my ring, I was like, bam, you got one too, baby. And then it was really sweet. And then our cat pissed in the corner. It was really... And that is lesbian culture.
That's lesbian culture.
That is lesbian culture. Stop for someone to go. Lovely. Lovely.
That's really beautiful.
No, once more with feeling, please. We're still rolling.
Sorry. Sorry. What are we doing now?
I thought you've got that. You've got the fun one to read out.
Fun. Oh. Well, since we're talking about love. Okay. A says, I'm going to read a wholesome and then a whoresome.
Ooh.
A, if you want to identify yourself, you may. I suspect you might not after I've read this. Being wholesome, being on a... Well, you can decide which one's one. Being on a panel on bi-visibility, and now the hospitality industry can be more inclusive. So far, so good. It was wonderful to be joined by others who are so open, and the great questions. Who are you cheersing?
The person stood there.
No. Oh, right. No.
We can all see that little girl, right? No one's choosing what they were saying.
Oh, right, I see. And the great questions
asked
positive
by... positive and upbeat. I'm not reading about this? Everything.
What's the matter with you? And the great questions asked by the audience. Also, my mum and my partner came to support me. Wonderful. Everyone ready for Horsam? Yeah! Good, good. If your mother's with you, cover their ears. A wonderful queer orgy at an incredible pan and gender fluid event. Think two femmes co-topping two lovely humans with very beautiful strap-ons, then ending up at the bottom of a 13-person orgy.
That's too many for me.
It was saucy. Also, everyone was just so welcoming, inclusive, and incredible at checking in and caring for each other. I think that's wonderful.
Very sex positive.
So I know we said we were doing drinks afterwards, but maybe it's more. I mean, that's a mingle, isn't it?
That's a mingle, I'll say it is. Susie, have you got one there?
Yeah, I've got one from Stephen and Duncan. They've made it very clear that Stephen is single and Duncan is taken, and then in brackets, not a couple, but I would have worked that out. If one of you's in the relationship and one of you aren't,
worst breakup ever.
Yeah, imagine.
What?
We're actually not in a relationship anymore.
What do you mean?
So given who said they were single?
Stephen.
Stephen, may you identify yourself?
Oh, Stephen, hi, Stephen. Single.
So if anyone wants to get with Stephen, just file.
We're organising a 13-man orgy at the end, so if you'd like to be part of that.
Might be 14-man at this rate. So, wonderful, thank you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Talking to Mel B, brackets, Scary Spice, she said...
I think we know who Mel B is, so okay, Stephen. Maybe saying things like that is probably why you're single, not being funny.
She said, babe, you're going to have to turn that volume right down. You're playing Havoc with me, ADHD. That's right. I'm too loud for Scary Spice. Love that.
But where were you, Stephen?
Just in a bar. It wasn't even that loud.
What do you mean? Were you playing music on your phone?
Oh, no.
No.
The way that you clutched your pearls then, let me know I would really like you. You should say,
yeah.
No.
What? So you worked in the bar?
No, I was with a friend who'd invited me as a plus one, and we were just talking in a small group.
It was just how loud you were.
Just how loud I personally was.
Oh, your voice was.
It wasn't, It wasn't the music.
You were being extra.
Yeah.
Which is a culture, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, did she give you a bit of that?
Yeah.
Oh.
What you might not realise is the fact Stephen hasn't got a microphone. Very loud. But
actually, really impressive.
Very impressive. You must have trained.
And then the culture moment... That was Duncan's. Hello, Duncan.
Hi.
You're in a relationship.
Yes.
Are you an admiral?
An admiral?
Very good.
I've been. Yeah.
Does this count you out the orgy or not? Just because I'm doing numbers and it's... this isn't going to work. Right? It's just, I don't...
Fire regs. You've got to think about the fire regs, Chris.
Well, I'll be there, but only with my high-vis on. In sort of a management capacity.
God, we've got the high-vis, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Because what time does boot shut round the corner? Because we're going to need a few bits and bobs, I would say.
Sorry, Duncan. Do tell us about your life. Yeah.
Where's your partner tonight, Duncan?
He's home and he's working.
Oh, what does he do?
He's home and he's working. What is he? Maid?
He's a deputy head of a secondary school.
Well, they should be in now. It's far too late.
He's marking and stuff.
He's marking.
He's marking
schoolwork.
Sounds
like a lot of lies.
I don't think Duncan likes us. Duncan's partner likes us. Yeah. I'm going to see them. And then
that podcast you like. Well, no.
Yeah. Well, they just talk. I don't get it.
That is nice. And so he's a deputy head. What do you do?
I'm a program director for an advertising agency.
Classic gay couple.
See?
Tote bags on a Saturday morning. Mincing around Elephant and Castle. Am I right, Duncan?
Not in the phone castle, no.
Trousers rolled up?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was enjoying that.
Studio Ghibli posters on the wall?
Just the one? No. Spirited Away?
Don't be shy, Duncan. We're all
fine. I do like Spirited Away, too.
We all like Spirited Away. Have you seen My Neighbor Totoro?
Of course.
You have seen it?
Yes.
Of course, you've got a moustache. I saw you. There were so many moustaches at my neighbor Totoro.
Tom, that's a beard.
What? That you don't think he's gay? Oh, we did the same thing from a different angle.
Is that a full beard? No.
Okay. I don't know, it's kind of a beard.
Okay.
I mean, sure. Can you tell us your cultural gay moment of the year?
It's Gwyneth Paltrow in her ski accident.
Absolutely.
Every legal case
to her is funny.
Yeah. What did she say?
I wish you well.
Yeah.
But in full view of the cameras.
Yeah, I wish you well.
Do you think she knew?
What, the cameras were there?
Yeah, she did it for the camera.
I think she wanted everyone to know that she was being nice.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
Is Gwyneth Paltrow gay culture?
No.
That candle.
What, the vagina one?
Yeah, the one that exploded.
Well, it exploded where?
It had to be recalled, didn't it? Because it was exploding.
No, that was Oppenheimer. That's different. Completely different.
Oh dear, we've slipped into that thing we do so well when we're on our own recording our podcast, and that is essentially word association without any structure.
And forgetting we're being recorded.
Yes. It's a lovely one from Rob here.
Came out
to my family.
You can say it loudly, no one will hear on mine.
Steve's voice. Came out to my family as bi at 36 after identifying as gay for 15 years by telling them I'm bringing my female partner back to Australia for a visit and to meet the whole family. Rob,
very good.
Rob, that's lovely.
That's gay culture.
Lovely.
Well done, Rob. Well done. Any proposal coming up, Rob? No?
Pardon?
No.
Ooh, crickets.
No.
Anyway, Rivi says, seeing everybody's talking about Jamie the musical.
Oh.
Have you seen it, Tom?
No.
Have you not? But Tom, you go to the theatre once a week.
This is a very new thing, and I mainly only go to things at the Barbican. And I only go and see my neighbour Totoro repeatedly.
Yeah. You've got to
cry.
The same seat.
Same seat, front row, moustache on, tote bag, crying.
One of those small hats.
One of those small hats. Buying a poster on the way out to put on the kitchen wall. No, I haven't seen... I don't know, that's bad that I haven't seen it. It's no reason really why I haven't seen it. I should do. But then I haven't seen Les Mis for years.
I've never seen Les Mis.
Oh, my God.
I know, I'm sorry. What happens?
The clue's in the title, let me tell you that.
You know the French Revolution? It's
no.
The students one.
See, this is
it's not the main one.
It's not the main revolution, it's the one before.
It's the other one after it, yeah.
Oh, is it after or before?
There were two French Revolutions.
Yeah.
Oui.
Well, oui, yeah. Do.
Oui.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of songs, some sad ones.
As I say, the clue's in the title.
Hannah says, obsessing over every cute sunset. Is that gay culture?
Oh, yeah, I would say that's pretty gay culture.
Wonderful.
Sunset or the afternoon light, maybe calling 5 o'clock magic hour.
or high tea.
Talking about high tea.
Would you ever have a high tea in your house?
Well, you know, the difference between high tea and afternoon tea is...
Oh, you're
I wish I'd never asked.
It's the table. It's all in the table. High tea tends to be served at a higher table and would be more of a substantial meal.
Really?
That's why I was always taught to call my evening meal tea. Yeah.
Oh, and what time of day?
When I got in from school, 5 o'clock.
Sorry, I zoned out.
We were having a lovely time. Oh, and then what? What kind of sandwiches?
Oh, no, I wouldn't have sandwiches. It would be like a Finder's crispy pancake.
Oh, I loved a Finder's crispy pancake. Would you have the beef one or the cheese and ham
cheese
medley?
And ham. Cheese and
yeah, yep, 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 yep.
I don't think there was any cheese or ham in it. Somebody had a gay baby. Didn't put the name. It's great, though. Had a gay. Is the baby gay?
How do you know when they're that young?
We recruit them. That's how we do it.
You've got
sorry,
to
I know you're busy crying, but have you thought about the rest of your life?
You've got to get in there early. That's why Heartstopper was good.
Oh, is it a recruitment tool?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I see.
Is it time to vote on our queer moment?
Well, we have to vote on our queer moment of the year. And we do have a special prize for this.
Huge.
Can the prize be brought forward for our gay moment of the year? We hope you guys enjoy it.
This is Luca.
This is Luca.
She lives on the second floor. For five people.
Thank you, Luca.
This is, if you do win Queer Moment of the Year,
you will win
this beautiful mustard-coloured
bathroom. Have got no fucking clue what that's about.
We started talking about what people are hanging up. Susie, of all people, you've left it on the floor. We had a whole season of podcasts dedicated to the importance of hanging up your bath mat after you've stood on it after coming out of the shower or bath.
So, yes.
Because we realised a lot of people are just leaving it on the floor to collect.
Like fucking animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise known as animals.
Right? Animals, yeah.
So, but when... So
no, I can't believe you have more questions. I can't believe it became a feature. So there we are.
So many questions. We're a bit more cerebral over at Homo Sapiens. So, I might have said...
I know! You've got Ian McKellen, we've got bath mats. It's fine.
Find the edges. So... Mm-hmm. Let's just start with what you two do. Pardon? Because I can't remember. So what do you do with your bath mat?
Well, I hang it up.
Okay, on over the side of the bath or over a towel rail?
Over the heated towel rail.
Heated towel rail. Queer culture. Yeah, clang. Tom?
Well, I've actually got two. And I have one in the middle of the bathroom, which doesn't get wet, so I don't bother hanging that up. Then I've got a light...
What's the point in it?
Well, it's just a soft texture. For when one is washing one's hands, and then, or washing one's face, or whatever.
But sorry, you're using a bath mat to dry your hands.
You've got me all wrong. It's when I can't remember, but no, it's just for standing on a soft texture in front of the sink.
Yes,
it's a soft texture for my underfoot.
Okay, fine. That I understand.
But I have a thinner one that's more of a bobbly texture, and that goes on the radiator, which is a heated towel.
What do you do?
So I would hang it over the side of the bath.
Acceptable, yeah.
Acceptable, but it does bite you on the ass because it's still wet next time you use it. But I'm a busy man.
I think that's no bad thing, hanging it on the side of the bath.
But Ferrell is leaving it on the floor.
Yeah, Ferrell is leaving it on the
floor. So whoever wins this needs to promise us they're going to look after it.
We can't tell people what to do with their bath mats.
We literally can, Susan. We have done it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly what we're going to do.
I'm very easily led. In some ways, you've built a podcast out of it, so it's fine.
Oh, excuse me. Like-minded Friends is more than just bath mat chat.
It's more than that. It's Edwardian things.
It's theatre etiquette.
It's theatre etiquette.
Drag names.
Drag names sometimes. Which one?
Nick Nackery, thank you.
One of the greatest actors of his generation.
Didn't he present Cash in the Attic for a while?
Yes, Nick Nackery did for a time.
Yes.
And that one where they go around antique shops in vintage cars. Yeah.
And what was it, the one where they decorate a house really fast as well?
Changing rooms.
Yes, yeah, so I'm sure Nick Nackery
would have been great on that.
He would.
And mainly anxiety, actually. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah, we didn't realise, actually, we're mainly about... Yeah, we're
mainly about mental health.
Yeah.
It's a mental health podcast, but the health isn't great.
Yes. Unhealthy. So we'd like you to vote on your favourite queer moment.
Should we choose one each?
We should choose one each, shouldn't we? She won't have it.
That's okay. No, that's fine. I mean, we expected a bit.
Going to choose Edwards, who I didn't actually get to chat to. Edward, where are you? The BBC News lady sticking up her middle finger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hi. Really good choice. What do you do, Edward? Too vague. More. What do you civil serve?
I work in the Treasury.
You work in the Treasury! Huge!
We need to talk to you later.
Just like numbers and stuff.
A Mandarin. Are you a Mandarin?
Is that a language?
Yeah, it is, but aren't they called like Treasury
Mandarin? Yeah, love it. That's camp.
That is camp.
Oh, I love that. So where do you work? Do you have to go to Westminster?
Yeah.
Oh, what's that like?
Lovely, actually.
Is it?
Yeah,
do you, really every nice. Day do you have to go in? Is it like you're getting on a flight and you've got to put all your bits in a thing where you go through?
You get a lanyard. Do you get a lanyard, Susie?
No, no, but do you have like a, you know, like a machine when you go on a flight? You know, to put your
a
bits in.
A metal detector. Suit.
Thank you.
I'd say less so, but
no. No, you don't have to. Okay. Do you see a lot of MPs?
Some, the ministers mainly.
Yes.
Do you feel like Edward's a spy?
Yeah. No, I'm just quite interested.
Do you say yes, minister?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the main thing I would want to do. If I was in your job, I'd just want to say yes, minister, and then I'd leave. Because I'd have completed my yes, minister sitcom fantasy. Available right now on Britbox. My queer moment is Jamie's got engaged.
Yes.
Engaged.
Yes,
in a sushi restaurant after watching Wicked.
Yeah, that is queer culture. That's really queer culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I was trying to think what the song is from Wicked. I can't remember it.
Define Gravity?
Define Gravity. I was going to say Let It Go.
Let It Go.
That's the other one too, isn't it?
Are you even gay?
I know. It's things like that. I've got big gaps in my knowledge. What's your one, Chris?
It's got to be the 13-person orgy.
Oh, yeah. But of the ones you read out here, what is your favorite?
But does that person want to be identified to win a bath mat?
Mm. Well, I think they're going to need a bath mat.
Well, so should that person win, they can collect it anonymous. I love how we're deciding they wouldn't want to be identified.
You can wear the pedestal mat as a poncho or as a sort of...
So no one would know.
No one would know.
Yeah.
Right, so which now we need everyone to vote for which their favourite queer moment. Hey, oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Actually,
what
you
were we doing?
Look incredible, like Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yeah.
I was feeling like a member of the clergy. No?
Yeah, maybe in Flash Gordon.
Is that like the... it's very becoming.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Okay, so how are we...
Gonna, so on a cheering basis, then we're going to have a break, we're going to get some drinks, and we'll go for a slash.
If you're with me and Edward and the BBC lady sticking up her middle finger, give me a cheer now. That's pretty good. Strong. Pretty strong.
That's great.
Give me a cheer if it's getting engaged. Strong, very strong.
Clapometer, very strong. Give me a cheer if it's the 97-person orgy.
I think it's the orgy. Is it the orgy?
I wonder you if that's always what the orgy sounded that, like as well.
That's your answer for everything. I'm like, Suze, we're just trying to get an Uber. You're like, I don't... Okay, so the orgy wins.
The orgy always wins. So
it really does.
If you want to claim it, you can claim
it. You can claim it. We'll leave it here.
It might be if you're hosting. It might be something to talk about for the guests when they arrive.
Right, we're going to have a little break.
We're going to come back
and we're going to do a little sort of interview section.
We've got all sorts coming up.
We're going to chat about the podcasts a bit, chat about our favourite bits, and then also... everyone's leaving. Everyone's fucking leaving. Great, the rudeness. Oh, thanks, guys.
Yourself.
Cheers.
Thanks so much. See you in a minute.
Bye. Yeah.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.